Let the festival of Madeline begin, her husband Ed had said this morning when he brought her coffee in bed. Madeline was famous for her fondness of birthdays and celebrations of all kind. Any excuse for champagne. Still, 40? As she drove the familiar route to the school, she considered her magnificent new age. 40. She could still feel 40 the way it felt when she was 15. Such a colorless age, marooned in the middle of your life. Nothing would matter all that much when you were 40. You wouldn't have real feelings when you were 40 because you'd be safely cushioned by your frumpy 40-ness. 40-year-old woman found dead. Oh dear. 20-year-old woman found dead. Tragedy! Sadness! Find that murderer! Madeline always had to do a minor shift in her head when she heard something on the news about a woman dying in her 40s. But wait. That could be me. That would be sad. People would be sad if I was dead. Devastated, even. So there. Age-obsessed world. I might be 40, but I am cherished. On the other hand, it was probably perfectly natural to feel sadder over the death of a 20-year-old than a 40-year-old. The 40-year-old had enjoyed 20 more years of life. That's why, if there was a gunman on the loose, Madeline would feel obligated to throw her middle-aged self in front of the 20-year-old. Take a bullet for youth. It was only fair.